The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Hey, and welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called Meditation to Revelation. Sounds awesome, doesn't it? Praise God. Let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, as I'm preaching this message, Lord, speak through me, use me, get this word to your people. Lord, you know, and I know, that I want them to prosper. And Lord, just help them understand this concept in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything you have done for us. We appreciate you in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. So, you know, for years, I would hear this term meditation, and it's actually a biblical word. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible a lot, to be honest. In both the Old Testament, and the word meditation is in the New Testament, and we see how God is telling us to meditate on the word. And there's a reason why he's telling us to do this. But, you know, when it comes to faith and when it comes to things pertaining to the kingdom of God, it seems very difficult. And people generally don't know what to do. They don't know when to do it. They don't know for how long they should be doing it for. And they think that this is just work. And they get so flabbergasted and they don't know in what direction they should be going. And they end up walking away from the faith movement. But, you know, in the natural, they are doing all these things already, but like I said, they're just doing it in the natural. And you'll find out when you understand basic faith principles, you'll see that you've been doing these things in reverse your whole life. So let's talk about meditation. You know, God made it very clear that we should be meditating. Now, all of us meditate already. Okay, and I'm going to show you how we do it. But God wants us to meditate, but he just wants us to meditate on his word. So he's showing us that we must do what we have been doing, but just focus it on his word. Now, like I said, we've been meditating our whole lives. There's different things that we meditate on, you know. And for example, a lot of people, both male and female, meditate on cars. You know, there's cars that people like. And they meditate on it. And, you know, they get photos of it. Or they watch car reviews of it. Or they go to car shows. And they're keeping it before their eyes. They're talking about it to each other. They're studying out the features list. You know, and they're keeping it in the forefront of their thinking. And they're not coaching themselves to do this. This is just something that they naturally do. Then there's people that meditate on fashion. You know, I remember years ago, and I've said this before. There was a lady that was coming to our home church, and we went out for coffee. One day we went to a certain shopping mall in Port Elizabeth, and we decided to check out some stores, and she showed me the store that she really likes in this mall. She showed me the boots that she really likes. She showed me the jackets she really likes. And a person doesn't even realize it, but she was meditating. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, she's just showing me what she likes. And I'm like, okay. People meditate on different things. There's some people that meditate on worry. They meditate on their situation and they're thinking about their situation and they're playing out all these scenarios of how things are going to get worse. You know, then there's other people that meditate on their marriage and about all the things that's going wrong in their marriage. There's this person that I know of that they have come a far way and I bless God for it. But what I'm saying is before they used to talk about everything bad that's happening in their marriage. They were meditating, you know, and they're keeping those thoughts alive in their mind. And we meditating all the time. Some people meditate on certain pictures that they should not be focusing on, you know, and you know what I'm talking about. There's different things that a person meditates on. So we all doing the meditation already. And for me personally, there's certain things that I like to watch. Like I do like car videos. I do like watching people restore cars. I do like watching DIY videos of how people renovate their houses. I like meditating on that. And this is something that you don't have to tell me to do. You don't have to try and force me to watch people restore cars. You don't have to force me to watch people restore their houses or fix their houses. I also like certain channels on social media where people flip furniture. And I like them taking furniture that has been scrapped, thrown away, ready for the removals company just to get it out of there. And they take it home, they clean it up, they use paint strip on it, they sand it down using different grits of sandpaper. They put an undercoat on, then they spray it. And the things that they do to it, you know, they either put on new legs or they put on new handles or they put on new locks in it. And they are refurbishing the furniture and I enjoy it. And I'll watch it and there's so much stuff that I learn from all these different channels and I am meditating. So when it comes to the word, the Lord's saying that you got to meditate, you know, and this is pretty easy. You take the word of God, you listen to it. And you got to pay attention. If you really want to learn something, you got to pay attention. Like there was this movie that I was watching and I'm honest with you, it was actually boring and it was very slow. It was supposed to be an action movie. And I ended up taking out my phone and I was playing on my phone and I wasn't paying attention. So I wasn't following the storyline. So, you know, when it comes to listening to teachings, you got to listen to it with the intent to learn something. And then you take the scriptures and you read the scriptures slowly and you talk to yourself about it. You take the written word and you use that as a launching pad and you talk about what Jesus has already done for you. Do you see how you meditate and you start thinking about it? And it's different to the traditional way of people talking about confession. Confession used to come across like you just, you know, speaking the end result in any given area, but you're saying it like a parrot, you know, like for instance, by stripes I'm healed, 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 by stripes I'm healed. And you just, you're not focusing on the finished work. You're saying it so quick and your mind is like, oh yeah, let's just put it on repeat. And you're actually thinking of other things as you're saying these things. No. Meditation is when you're actually thinking about it and you're like, yo, think about this. Jesus already went to the cross for me. And God's thinking about that very day. God remembers that day like it was yesterday, how he saw Jesus go to the cross. And you can imagine how Jesus's back looked, you know. He took my sin. He took my curse. Jesus experienced that horrible curse on that day. He did that for me. That's why I can't come back to him and say, Jesus, please heal me. He did that already. He did that already. The Bible says, by his stripes, I were already healed. I'm already healed, because it says it in past tense. You know, it says by stripes, he were healed. So if I were healed, I am healed. You know, that's why I can't ask Jesus to come back and heal me. The work is already done. He's already got those bruises on his body. If you look at Jesus's hands right now, you're going to see those holes where those nails were driven through. Do you see what I'm doing? Now I'm meditating. I'm thinking about it. I'm talking about it. I'm slowing everything down versus just confessing and you're saying, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. And now you're not even really giving thought about it because you just put it on repeat. So when we meditate, we actually stop in and thinking about what God has done. Now, those thoughts are very important. You know, Jesus spoke about not taking certain thoughts. You can see that in Matthew chapter 6. There's certain thoughts that you should not be thinking. And The Bible actually teaches us to cast some thoughts down, because a person doesn't realize if you think something long enough, that's going to get into your heart or your spirit man. You know, I used to think that the mind and the spirit are two different things. But if you actually do biblical research, the Bible talks about the mind of the spirit. You know, the mind is part of the spirit. That's why when someone passes away, they go up, their spirit man goes up to heaven or goes to hell, depending on what they chose. And their mind goes with their spirit, but their brain is left behind. Their brain rots away in the grave. So we are talking about renewing the mind of the spirit. When you spend time focusing on the finished work and you really give thought to it. I remember years ago, I sowed two cars and I thought, you know what, I want to believe God for a certain car. The car that I started believing God for, it was a Ford Figo Titanium. And this was a 1500 fuel injection. It was a hatchback. Originally, I wanted it in ingot silver and a nice little car, like crammed with features and all that. And so I started meditating on the finished work, you know, and there's a way that a person should meditate. And I started doing this and I was, I think, in my second cycle of meditation. And I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but I was busy meditating and I had a set of Ford keys as works, and I also had bought a brand new Ford key ring that I put on this Ford key and I hung it behind my door, and I was on my bed just meditating, just talking to myself about the finished work. And as I looked up and I saw those Ford keys hanging, I got the strongest witness that it was already done. I got the strongest witness that the car was actually downstairs and I had it already and I was already at the finish line and it felt amazing. And then whatever that was, it lifted off me and it was gone. And the mistake that I made, I did not carry on meditating on the finished work. So when I was meditating, things started to move. But when I stopped, things also stopped. So do you see how meditation, you're not confessing to get. With meditation, you're actually using the words of your mouth to convince yourself. You're focusing on the finished work of Jesus Christ. You're focusing on the written word of God. And you're putting yourself at the finish line. And you're talking to yourself and you're thinking about it and you're pondering it. The Bible also talks about muttering. You're muttering it to yourself. And you can meditate on the word in any given area. And the whole thing about meditation is you are changing your mindset. That's what it's about. Now, this is what I saw from my studies. You know, the more you think on something, the more it's going to get into your heart, and that is what you are going to believe. That's why the Bible instructs us, for example, not to look on a woman, because you're going to end up lusting after her. You know, when you're out and about, don't focus on the opposite sex when you go out. When you go out, do what you're supposed to do. You don't go out to look around, you know, because when the more people that you look at, and you're going to start pondering and you're going to start thinking other thoughts, and that's going to grow up on the inside of you and it's going to end up being a problem. There's this couple that I know and they've been married for many years. I would say they are in their late 60s and or early 60s, around about there anyway. And they are so chilled with each other looking at the opposite sex when they go out, that the wife will actually bump the husband and say, hey, what do you think of that one? Or the husband will say, hey, what do you think of that one? And I'm honest with you, that is not healthy. Because the more you look, it's going to mean the more you're going to desire. And the more you desire, you're going to ponder more, you're going to think more. And when the opportunity does strike, guess what? People are going to go for it. So thoughts actually lead to beliefs. And that's why, even when it comes to news agencies, you've got to be so careful who you're listening to. You know, in South Africa, I used to listen to a very good radio station where they didn't talk about race, you know. As soon as someone is talking about race, they are already wrong. Jesus died for the whole world, man. He didn't come just to die specifically for the Jews. He came and he died for the whole world. He gave us Gentiles a chance. Praise God. But as soon as someone starts speaking about race, they are the racists. You got to stay away from that. You have to stay away from that. So the radio station that I used to listen to, good radio station, based in Port Elizabeth, and they were nationwide, obviously, and they had common sense. And they didn't talk about race. That is just, people who do that are so immature. And like I said, they are the racists, the people that want to talk about race all day long. And there's this other radio station that I have heard of, that all day long, they just blaming a certain race. And all that, you know, all their listeners start getting fired up, you know, and all their listeners start agreeing with them. And now those thoughts go into their heart and it starts changing their life. Do you see how it is important who you listen to? So meditation is all about focusing on what has already done, what Jesus has already done for us. We need to come to that place where we are thinking continuously on the Word of God. When you wake up in the morning, just lay there for a while and say, wow, I'm already healed. Jesus did that for me. I'm already blessed. Jesus did that for me. He did that on the cross. He actually did that. He took my sin. He took my curse. By His stripes, I'm healed. He provided the right spouse for me. He did that for me because He loves me. Do you see how the more you just slow down and you think and you talk to yourself about what Jesus has done, this can change your life. It can change your life if you let it. And those of you that don't know this, the Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can measure this in any given area. Whatever you spend your time thinking on, that is who you're going to become, because those collection of thoughts is going to become your belief. Amen. And I just want to read another scripture to you before we end today's podcast. Listen to this. This is Matthew chapter 8, verse 13 from the King James. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. That centurion had faith that Jesus just had to speak the word and his servant will be healed. That was his thought pattern. His thoughts became his belief. Do you remember that woman with issue of blood? If you do proper research on it, you'll find that the Bible actually says she said continuously in her heart, if she could just grab the edge of his garment, she will be healed. She said it because she thought it, and she thought it, and she said it, and she thought it, and she said it, and those thoughts became her belief, and it happened. That's what she truly believed. So I'm going to say that again. Your thoughts become your beliefs. If you're going to go through life, for example, in the area of healing, if you don't think that you're healed, you're not going to believe that you're healed. Because the Bible talks about the mind of the Spirit. Hope this message blessed you. Hope you saw more into it. And I hope you're going to start practicing meditation. It's a lot easier than a lot of people think. As I said, they're doing it all the time, every day. And I'll also end off by saying this. You know, when a person gets into an argument with someone and after they split ways, after they part ways, and then a person is still playing that argument in their mind. And then you're still thinking about it. And then you start running all these scenarios through your mind. And you start speaking to yourself. And you're like, man, that person, they are completely wrong in this. You know, why couldn't they just see the truth? I should have said this. Oh, this scripture I could have used. Do you see how a person is meditating on that argument? And all we got to do is just use meditation on the word and grow that up in our hearts so we end up believing it. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.